And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hook Up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hook Up is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hook Up, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick's up at the PCS show today. And boy, oh boy, do we have a couple of great guys in the studio here. The Ekstroms are here. Captain Tim Ekstrom and Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star are here. We're going to be talking some great fishing here aboard one of the premier boats in the fleet. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America, and certainly number one with anglers. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining build Ford tough, and never settling. But what really made Ford F-Series number one is you. So now is the time to take advantage of great deals and programs today. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today and explore the F-Series and the full truck lineup. They'll be glad to hook you up. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And fun show, man. The weather's looking good. Show's happening.
What a beautiful day out, huh?
Premier
boating. For those of you that slept in this morning, right? Spring ahead.
I know.
Ricky's favorite day. He's probably really glad he's not, that you're on the show today.
I'm thankful to not be doing the show. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so stoked to be here.
We're thankful that you're right here. Yeah, for sure. And we've got a couple of great guests here, too. Captain Tim Ekstrom.
Yes,
sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And son Duke Ekstrom, now aboard the Royal Star. Good morning, Duke.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, right.
First timer in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great to have you. And boy, oh boy. So, Duke, what's it feel like being being on the Royal Star? You're one of the main guys on the deck, right?
I am, and it's kind of a blessing in disguise because, you know, I took a fall from baseball after my shoulder injury, but kind of coming back home and being able to fit in like a glove there it's a really good feeling, and kind of just maturing my way up to the wheelhouse, starting with engineer, and we'll see where that goes.
Okay, so you're engineer and learning all the mechanics down below?
Absolutely, and that's the biggest thing with our boat is each crew member, not only are they learning how to manage an engine room, but they're also learning how to manage their lives and everything else that goes into it, starting with my dad, Brian, Roy, Randy, all those guys. I mean, you can see the list of people that have come off our boat and are now captains. So
yeah, for sure. And what's it like having the kid aboard, huh?
Actually, it's really incredibly rewarding. You know, Duke's been coming on the boat. You know, Roy and I talked about it the last time. It was actually the first trip that Roy made with Duke. And, you know, we sat back and he made a really insightful comment. He said, you know, So Duke made his first trip on Royal Star when he was five. He made a six
five.
Day, yeah, he made a 6 day trip with us, and it was a great trip. And he you know, that because he had such a great trip, of course, that paved the way for a lot of time in the boat when he was young. After that, he spent a month a year on the boat during the summer with me. So you can imagine all of this information, all this knowledge that he just absorbed as this little guy.
Yeah.
You know, how kids are sponges.
Sure.
Roy and I would say, Roy said, you know, he doesn't even know how much he knows about this yet. You know, it's just instinctual stuff that he does. It just makes sense to him because that's the way it's always been done. So
yeah.
Watching him, you know, the transition was automatic. I mean, he just applies all this knowledge, and he's been a tremendous fisherman. I used to always say he was, you know, Duke was, he wasn't a baseball player that loved fishing. He was a fisherman that loved playing baseball. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's the truth of it. He's been on this trajectory his whole life. So it was a natural transition, and he's always had incredible leadership abilities and you know, the desire to learn, the engine room thing, which is such a huge component that he hadn't had enough time in the boat to really you know, get in there. You have to do it. You can't explain it. You have to you know, work the equipment. You have to follow it. You learn by doing on a boat. So it's a big component of being able to run a boat, obviously.
Sorry, can you do oil changes?
I can.
Yeah.
I do all of it. Yeah.
All that stuff.
That is my job, yeah.
So I know you have the passion for fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've seen you walk with your buddies for a long time, walking up and down the dock with a rod and reel in your hand.
Catching spotties.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
You name it, I've probably caught
Corvina.
It.
What have you caught off the dock here?
Oh, shoot. Halibut, Corvina, croaker, bay bass, mackerel. We used to come down here and fish mackerel for an hour or 2 hours and go sell them to people.
How about
selling to Randy for bait?
Yeah,
turn
there
over.
You go. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So do you get any time to fish on the boat, or is it, do you don't need to because you're getting your fill?
You know, that's really funny that you mentioned that, because my entire life, I love fishing, obviously. I love grabbing the rod and reel, but I enjoy the people catching fish more than I do myself catching fish in that area.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoy the work setting and being able to work and help other people out. So, obviously, every once in a while, there's a great time to grab a rod and go catch a few, but I think I enjoy watching the people catch fish more, or casting them out and seeing the reaction hook one. I think that's a lot more satisfying than fishing itself on the boat.
Those are mature words.
Yeah,
man.
They are.
Right?
How old are you now?
I'm 20.
20.
Isn't that crazy? Tim,
yeah.
That's like a protege of Tim right there.
Yeah.
That said,
yeah.
We all grab a rod, myself included.
Yeah. Sure.
The last trip we got in, it was just a phenomenal trip. Stoss and Bart Ryder, and that trip is just Chris Yamada.
New owner of CalStar.
Yeah. Just such an incredible
group.
Chris
has been up on the show every day.
Of really seasoned veterans that, you know, that's a really special trip for them. It's their one trip a year where they all get together, and it's just a dozen of them. So there's lots of time.
There's only 12 of them on the boat?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And the ultimate anglers.
Ultimate. Yeah. And, you know, they fish when they're hitting. They fish when they want. But, obviously, there's plenty of time. You know, there's 12, 14 hours in daylight in the day. You know,
yeah.
They're not standing there paying it out. So we had a lot of opportunity to pick up a rod. And those guys love it, you know. I actually went one day, you know, nobody's fishing in the middle of the day, making a drift, like, I'm going to fish. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So here's your opportunity, man.
I got into it, man. So,
you got a walk,
you know, 130 pound. Yeah, that was great. I got one of those baits that swims out and then comes back and is doing donuts next to the boat. Yeah. I'm like, you son of a, you know, yeah. Thing. And then Wahoo comes up, whoo, like rips right at my feet.
He's sitting under the boat.
Yeah, like rips my bait in half right there. I was like, oh my God. And then bait starts swimming, or half the bait swims down. Thing comes back around, eats it. Oh, I get it. Straight mono, nice Wahoo.
Oh, nice.
So that kicked it off. It's like, all right, here we go. I got four nice tuna. Four out of six. Sharks ate two of them. I got four of those 120-pound tuna.
Oh, so wow. Cool. Was that the grade you were catching, that 120 pounds?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they were like 70 to 120-pounders. And then, you get ambushed by a big one every once in a while. But it was really good fishing on that grade of fish. Classic, you know, Hurricane Bank type. Get a hit at daylight, and then you could pick at them. On certain days, you could pick at them. Certain days, it was just slow as heck during the day. You know, you could put your time in and pick one off. That was a good example. But, you know, you get, like a little hit in the afternoon or one little hit late, and that was it. Then you, post up and wait for the next round.
Wait for them to come through. Did you get in some fishing too, Duke?
You know, I was actually coming out of the engine room as soon as he caught that Wahoo, and I was up there about 2 minutes before, and I was like, what the hell is that possible?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. You can see me. I literally didn't even have my tool belt on in the photo. It's pretty funny.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But, and then right after that, I was like, man, I need to grab a rod. Like, this isn't fair. He's fishing all this time. So what was it? Audriel, me, and then him, obviously. We were all fishing. We all got bit. He landed his. We got sharked.
Oh, man. Sharks were an issue.
I quit after that. Yeah.
They were only an issue a couple, certain times.
At times.
Yeah. And they'd get four or five, then they'd leave you alone for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And that's normal down there.
Sure.
There's a certain amount of, what do we call it? The tax man. It's like two certainties in life, taxes.
Right.
And the Grim Reaper. Well, that's just a certainty. Yeah. It's when you're one fishing of those things. You just have to deal with it,
Yeah.
Sometimes, it gets unfishable. You got to leave. You got to move around. You got to try off the bank. There's all kinds of strategies we employ. But there's a certain amount that you just tolerate. If you're the unlucky one, so be it. They get their share.
Part
of
the
deal. Great shot.
Oh, look at that.
The old father's
son. Boy, that looks beautiful. I'm going to try and hold it up to the camera. Let's see. I'm not sure you can see.
The old father's son shot.
Man.
The old father's son. I mean, talking about a dad's dream.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
What a good feeling right there.
So what's going on with the Royal Star now? I'm seeing it sitting high and dry.
Yeah, we're out of the water. That's why Duke has taken over. He's been the ambassador up there at the PCS show. We've been taking care of the boat out of the water. It's always, jam-packed with projects and the like that week or 10 days, whatever it is that we spend out of the water. So it's not a, not a giant year for, mechanical is what we're really focusing on, of course, inside the boat. We're relocating that escape hatch in compliance with the Coast Guard, the new regs that we got to have the secondary emergency escape and et cetera. So we're doing all that. Cosmetic year is pretty light. Cosmetically, the boats have, we spot paint in between big years, but, it's so cost prohibitive now. So you got to kind of defer things and let her get a few warts before you really attack it. So it's not really a big year. Which is great, one of those years where you're on standby to address something if you find it, and knock on wood, we haven't found it yet. So,
that's good. Yeah. So what would it cost if you said, okay, we're going to paint the whole boat this year?
$100,000
at least.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, just because of the cost of labor, cost of paint, cost of prep. Everything.
Yeah.
And scaffolding and containing and
everything.
That's just what it costs.
Yeah.
So, it used to be, and it is, it's the Golden Gate Bridge. You start on one end, and as soon as you're done, you got to go back to the other end and start over again. There's always something to do. But, a paint job where we used to, when I was Duke's age, we painted the boat every year. That's what you did. So nowadays, you do the whole thing, and then you go 4, 5, 6 years, space it out, and you address little things. You keep up on it, spot paint, but you don't do the whole shebang. Every year or every other year, you do it when it needs it.
When it needs it, yeah, that's fantastic. So what's your job when in the yard?
Everything.
I'm
involved in anything. Yeah, anything in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to like the painting and all that stuff. I mean, this year during our first period of boat work, me and a couple of other guys, we painted the entire overhead of the engine room, took care of the mechanical stuff, whether it's rebuilding a pump, taking apart generators, just making sure everything's sound. But I think this year, for the most part, I think I'll be sandblasting one area and repainting that. But besides that, there's very little that I can do.
Wow.
With the guys.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And Roy Rose is with you now.
Yes, he is.
What?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Seriously? Yeah, Roy Rose is on the boat.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
we had a little transition there, you know, back in October, and Roy was available, and you know, talk about a godsend.
Oh, what a great guy.
I mean, Roy and I, we've been friends for 30-something years anyway, and, you know, it's just, we have a rock-solid team of operators on there
now. Oh, boy.
You know, Roy, myself, of course, Brian Sims, those are the three of us. We've got Randy in the you know, he's in the bullpen.
Yeah.
The best we need him.
Just
but
in
I think
case.
I think we got it covered. You
know, and now with Duke getting his ticket, you watch out.
Yeah, we have some, I mean, we've got real depth. You know, Michael Pugh has been on there forever with us now, and he's just an incredible man on the boat, incredible fisherman. He's in the starting chops, you know. He runs the boat at night, you know, fishing bluefin. He's a hell of a fisherman. You know, he's going to be ready to, you know, take a seat behind the helm, whether it be with us or another rig if an opportunity comes up. He's turnkey. And then we've got, you know, Duke standing ready to go. We've got Jackson lined up, ready to go. We got Logan, who's been on there with us. This is his third year. He's got his license now. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're in really good shape. We really do.
So,
we really do. So
let's talk about fishing.
Okay.
Bait right now.
Yes.
It's a challenge. I mean,
it still is.
I know, and I went to the, and you know, Brian Kihara set me up with one of the guys that's doing the bait hauling, and we're hopefully going to get them come into the studio here real soon. But we went hooping last Monday night, and they barely had anchovies.
I mean,
he said, we're pretty much out of bait. We don't have,
no.
We have very little bait. And it's day to day, right? Yeah. I mean, it depends on whether they make a set or something. But what's the story with sardine?
You know, this is just one of those cycles. This happens. It's just fishing. It, you know, how long will it last? Excuse me. Nobody knows. I mean, there's plenty of bait that's up and down the coast just right here, right now.
Yeah.
You know, there's a void, if you will. So these things happen. We've seen it before. You can just hope. You sit back and go, God, I hope they show up. It's kind of like offshore. I hope the albacore show up. I hope the bluefin show up.
Right.
I hope the yellowtail show up. You know, we have been blessed, and I mean double, triple, quadruple blessed for a long, long time with the availability of this beautiful sardine. Obviously, anchovies have more or less been available. We've had a real good run, you know, and there is no better outfit, no better company to supply bait than Everham. You know that.
Absolutely.
These guys are,
I mean,
absolute, the best of the best of the best.
And the thing is, they'll run 60 miles,
right?
Like wherever it's got to be caught.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's up off Newport, if it's
we had
Catalina
a
this year.
Yeah, they brought down a load from Catalina because there was good stuff.
Because there was sardine at Catalina.
First year I started with the bait company in the 80s, mm-hmm. we ran a 4-day trip. We went up to Huntington, out to Catalina. I was the only one that had cash. We had to take a boat in to get groceries to Catalina. And seriously, I mean, and let me tell you this. I know that the most difficult years with bait are some of the best fishing years.
Oh.
So just keep that in mind.
That's
like,
interesting.
I don't know why. I don't know,
well,
like, how
hungry.
How could it be better than it's been?
Forged low.
Yeah, you know, we've had to – you guys remember, you know, going again back in the 80s and the 90s, you know, we ran up down the coast fishing mackerel to supplement, you know, our bait with, you know.
Sure.
Like, how successful are you going to be targeting, you know, big tuna or big yellowtail with anchovies?
Yeah.
Marginally at best. So,
yeah
we spent a lot of time working at catching a load of mackerel along the coast. I hope that's not the case, but, you know, we know what to do.
And there
is a dearth of sardines. It's
But it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's a difficult thing, but it leads to great fishing.
Yeah, it could. It could. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not a bad thing. It's a pain in the neck.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather be fishing, but
I'm trying to sprinkle some glitter on it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what the glitter is with the bluefin thing in particular, which, you know, early season, typically, you know, April, May, June, that bluefin offshore – there have been a hell of a lot of trips where we don't catch anything on those sardines. It's all on jigs at night. So it's not like without sardines, you know, the game is over.
Not like you're going to struggle. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're catching your fish at night anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's going to be the case, but if it is.
Interesting.
That's a good, it's a good piece of news. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's and Captain Aaron Bonfield was in town. He runs the boats
right.
for the Pens mm-hmm. wrapping that. And he said there's a lot of that 50 to 80 pound tuna around.
There's
just everywhere.
It's like 400 miles of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally down there outside. There's giant schools of bluefin outside of Mag Bay.
Yeah.
So outside of the ridge, outside of Abrios, Asuncion, San Pablo, Cedros. All the way up above, outside of San Carlos, out west.
And you're
San
talking
Martin.
Bluefin down
there. Bluefin, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's
and
outside here right now, too. It's out. It, yeah. Yeah.
We heard from Steve Carson last week. He was aboard one of the Pacific Voyager, I believe, yeah. out of Seaforth. And he said they saw a lot of bluefin. You know, they caught a couple, but, you know,
right.
it's
you
early.
You got bluefin.
It's still March.
Again, this is not uncommon, but you got bluefin right out here. You got bluefin. You know, I got the message from him. It was Todder. He was coming up on an ecology trip,
oh,
you know,
on the searcher.
On the searcher. Big breezes of bluefin outside
wow.
of Mag Bay.
Outside
know?
Mag Bay,
yeah.
That's wow. crazy. Let me ask this. If that's where the biomass is the bait there, too? I mean, is there chovy
well, I mean,
with that?
I there's been a lot of chovy up and down the coast.
Yeah.
I don't know about right there
yeah,
right
yeah,
now,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
you know, they're not there because there's no groceries.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I ask,
yeah.
you know, if
but,
that's where the biomass
but
is.
But it's not unique there. Again, there's fish between here and there, everywhere
yeah.
between here and there. So, you know, there's a lot of bluefin around.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. You
yeah.
know, I mean, I think the last time I was on the show, we talked about it. You know, the Tuna Commission and the fisheries manager, they had an incredible stock assessment. You know, they determined that the rebuilding took place well ahead of schedule. It was actually above what they had the maximum sustainable yield target, you know. So they increased the quota significantly for the commercial guys,
yeah.
both above the border and south
okay.
of the border. So the bluefin population is in really good shape, you know,
okay.
enough so that the fisheries managers, they gave them a very significant increase by almost a third, you know, a lot.
It's
yeah.
a success story, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love hearing
yeah.
it. The other good thing I've heard is that there's rumors going around of a possible rebirth of the El Nino in the fall.
Oh,
I don't know
really?
If you've heard that one. But, yeah.
There's, oh, my
I
goodness.
Mean,
every
watch
year.
Out.
Every year.
Right?
Every
year.
Yeah,
every
year.
It's like predicting alcohol.
If you took the words right out of my mouth. Exactly that. El Nino's coming. Those albacore are coming. A guy on a yacht.
Yeah,
120 miles
per.
Yeah, caught
yeah.
two in the jigs.
I'm not sure where, but I heard.
It's usually about April or May. A guy coming up from the Cape, you know.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you to talk about.
Oh,
a lot to talk about today, right?
A fun show, as
yeah,
you can hear.
Fun.
Just talking fishing and good times and Royal Star and having Duke in studio for the first time. He fits right in like a glove,
yeah.
you know, and just... Really cool having him in studio. The Ekstroms, how about that?
Yeah.
Duke is the resident tackle expert. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
If you guys have fishing questions, when it comes to tackle, like the modern gear, these guys, you know, these kids, they know everything about
yeah,
what's,
yeah.
You know, the latest,
you
greatest.
Going.
So, yeah, he can really guide you in the right direction when it comes to tackle choices, both you know, rods, reels, outfits, as well as terminal tackle.
There
okay.
it is. So if you want to join the show, you can give us a call, 833-288-0973 at the Fan. Jeff's, is it Jeff this morning?
Jeff's on the show.
Jeff's
yeah,
waiting
yeah.
for your call. Again, 833-288-0973. We've got a couple open lines for you with Jeff at the Fan. And if you want to send us a text, it's only on the app. You send us a text there, and you got a question or a comment about the Royal Star, Duke, and Tim. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Super
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
right?
About that, huh?
I know it. A full-day trip on the Liberty. So, again, join us with the phone line, 833-288-0973, or send us a text via the app. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with Tim and Duke from the Royal Star when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 97.3 The Fan, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Pico Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, get check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup in the world headquarters here overlooking the landings. And yeah, having Tim and Duke from the Royal Star and Studios. Super cool. And if you want to join us, you can do so on the phones at 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text. I know a lot of texts are coming through on the app there. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty, which is super cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go live to the PCS show right now. Look, I call him the ombudsman of the PCS show, Wayne Cotto, retired from CCA, now working at the Let's Talk Hookup booth and various other booths at the show. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. Hey, Pete, Corey, Tim, Duke, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing morning, great, man. Well, if you have been to the show, I guarantee you you've seen Wayne, because he's kind of been everywhere.
I'm amazed he still has a voice.
Yeah, well, you can hear he's a little strange, right?
It was busy yesterday. It was like the old days right there.
Really?
Everybody was having so much fun. The vendors are happy. The customers are happy. So many families yesterday. Kids enjoying themselves out at the trout pond and the petting area, and they're doing all the fishing simulator, and it's just so much fun. It was fun to see our industry bring their families through yesterday. Tara with his son, or Dustin from Seaforth with his son, you know what I'm saying? Chuck from used to work with Western Outdoor News had his grandson there, got him on the simulator. It was just fun. Everybody's enjoying themselves. Great deals to be had. Vendors are just, you know, having just a good time.
Rock Cod Rick had his whole family there, right?
Right. Rick had his family there, got him in the booth and took a picture. You know, we got some really good deals going on throughout all the show. They spread out all the retailers, so there's no fighting. Everybody's getting a piece of this. It's just fun.
Yeah, and another full day today, 10 to 5 today. Don't forget, it ends at 5 today, so you need to get there early. 10 to 5 today. I'll be back up there hanging out in the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Now, Wayne, you came up with, you and Tommy P came up with a great promotion for Rollo in our booth. Kind of tell us about it, right?
Yeah, we have a Rollo raffle. Only tickets sold at the show will be in this raffle. And we have a Calica 2-speed. We have a Torium. We have Costa sunglasses. And there is now a Polaris Supreme 2-day trip in April. All of those are going to be drawn. Only tickets from the show. $10 a piece, 3 for $20. And then you get 20 tickets for $100. And you get a Gamakatsu duffel if you do the $100 package.
And it's a cool Gamakatsu duffel. It's really nice.
Yeah, really nice. We use them every time we get on the boats, right? And you're throwing your gear in there. It's a great duffel.
For sure, for sure. So that's going on the Let's Talk Hookup booth. We do have Let's Talk Hookup hats for sale for $15 a piece. Come by and say hi there. What are some of your favorite things you've seen at the show?
Oh, man. There are so many areas to look at for jigs, saltwater, freshwater. There's the seminars that are going on. So much information is just being passed. And then if you don't catch it all, you can meet the guys in the booth. They're really willing to just sit there and have a conversation. It's homecoming for us, right?
Oh,
these things, but we don't see everybody. Everybody is at this show.
Yeah,
so it's
for sure.
Just been fun catching up with everybody. And it's spread out.
It's
spread out, so and you disperse everybody.
The number of boats there is just amazing. I mean, the West Coast Marine has the Parker and Camus right out front, just amazing array of boats right there. And, of course, Kelly and the Steiger Crafts are there from Boat and Motor Mart. They have 3 Steiger Crafts there. And just an amazing number of just, like, jaw-dropping boats.
Legit boats.
Yeah. Do you see any you want, Duke? Do you see any there that you like?
It just amazes me of how many they can fit in such a small area. Yeah. Like how many boats are there and how many people are there. You're like, oh, my gosh, how many boats are here?
Yeah, it's pretty
and
impressive.
And they're all beautiful. They're all big. Yeah. They're all...
Oh,
fast. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Awesome fishing.
The electronics area is amazing, too. They have all the Raymarine guys there and Johnson Hicks Marine and the different products, Simrad, Furuno, everything is there. Baker Marine's there. They have a special deal going on, show-only deal on the Fujinon Statoscopes.
Really?
You might want to look into that. They have a special deal at Baker Marine at the Fujinon booth there. And then the other thing I'll mention, the CCA booth, right? What about that CCA booth? They have a special show deal, right, Wayne? Come out of retirement for just a second and talk about your old employer there.
Yeah, they have a special deal going on, and we're starting the star tournament. So you get in the booth, and Chris and Tony and the team will go out there and sign you up for the star tournament and enter. And then there's a special new Salty Crew / Caddy collaborative shirt. So all the proceeds from those shirts go to CCA Cal. But enter to the star tournament and get a special package with that at the show.
Yeah,
and that star tournament goes from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So
yeah,
it's coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah, so get in and get the special show deal. I think it's $100, and you get the star tournament entry. You get a year membership to CCA California, and then a lot of other stuff too, right?
Yep, swag bag.
Yeah, swag bag. And then Gamakatsu has a great deal too at Turner's Outdoors, and buy 2 get 1 free. And if you buy $30 with the hooks, which is not a not hard to do.
Yeah, it's not
you get like a $30 pair of pliers, like really nice, legit pliers at the Gamakatsu booth, and a bag.
You're going to buy the hooks anyway.
I know.
When you buy them,
that's at Turner's Outdoorsman. So you have to check that out at the Turner's booth there. And then, there's so many different deals. And you know, it's a great kid event, too. They have, like Wayne said, they have the trout pond. They have the snakes and the lizards and all the weird stuff like that.
And the music they have playing.
Super good music. Live band.
No
vibe.
Multiple stages of fans. Yes. Yeah.
Good food, too. That's what's amazing to me. It's
Chris
not that. Did you have that barbecue?
I did, yeah.
How good is that?
The Presti told me about it. He was like, you need to go try this. And I tried it. I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. He was not mistaken.
No, it's like one of the best pulled pork sandwiches that I've had. That's for sure. It's good. It's
making me hungry.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm telling you. So it's PCS show going on today, 10 a.m. through 5 p.m. today at the Orange County Events and the Fairground and Events Center.
So easy to get to.
$20 to get in and $12 a park, which this day is a bargain, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Wayne, you'll be there, right, in the Let's Talk Hookup booth and various other booths?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Wayne, thanks for joining us, and we'll thank you for all your help at the Let's Talk Cocoa Button. Thank you also for working so hard to raise money to take kids fishing at the Friends of Rolla promotion we're doing, too.
My pleasure, Pete. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Thanks for calling this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Phones are packed. Texts are rolling through. Let's jump into those phones from the fam.
Let's do it. How about John? Line one there. John from Dallas, Texas. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cookup.
Morning, guys. I'm getting pumped up. Last year, I went on a couple trips, and we didn't even bait fish. We just caught them on the jigs. So, I mean, pretty awesome to be able to get those bluefin 170 pounder at nighttime.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, for sure. So you think that's going to happen this year, Duke?
You know, it all depends. It just depends on the condition. It depends on the bait situation, obviously, and it depends on where the fish are located. It tends to be that when the fish are a little bit further west and into the U.S. waters, they tend to bite the jigs a little bit better. But it can also be the case when you're fishing in Mexico and the water can be a little cooler, water could be a little warmer. It all depends on condition.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll tell you one thing we found out is, you know, going way back into the 90s, and we obviously didn't do this kind of night fishing, and you know, you just don't know what to expect. You know, down there, we kind of figured, oh, well, you know, because the fish were so much more, they were so much more vulnerable in the daytime to, you know, sardine fishing, long drifts, you know, silken baits upwind. We didn't need to do that night fishing. So,
do you ever think about how much you missed?
Well, what I was
going to say. I mean, I have to.
You know, now we drive around down there, same place, you know, the old haunts, you know, when the fish are down that way, be it later in the season or early season, even that fish that was, you know, back in December when we got on that fish that was outside of you know,
Hippolito,
exactly, yeah. Sunshine, inside of Rosa Bank, they bite those jigs like nobody's business at night, man. We're slaying those things.
Really?
So, yeah. All of that opportunity was there in the past. We just weren't fishing that way.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that you needed it, but it's that there was an opportunity.
One more, you know.
Yeah.
It's the arrow in the quiver.
Right.
You know, and I think that pretty you can pretty much say now, no matter where you find them, that's a viable method.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter where you are in the coast. So,
sure.
You know, that bodes really well for that early season fishing when that stuff is down there. You know, typically you find it down there south of the border, let's just say that.
Right, right.
Yeah. You got just as good of a chance down there as anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, John, thanks for the call this morning. Great text here from Matt in Napa Valley. Morning, guys. Question for Tim. Of all your fishing mentors, what is the best fishing advice you've received? That's a tough one,
right,
man.
You know, there's several schools, and I've been several schools of thought on this. I've really been impressed by how technical a lot of today's fishermen are, guys that run the boats. You know, they really use their electronics to their advantage between the sonar, the plotter, you know, fathometer, but in particular the sonars and the plotter. They're very technical how they set up the anchor, so on and so forth. Undoubtedly, my most influential mentor, well, there were two of them, you know, between Ed McEwen, who probably had the most profound influence on my life as a fisherman, but also just as a person. But, you know, the second one being Steve Loomis. Steve Loomis and Ed both were straight instinct guys. It's something Loomis used to tell me, and it stuck with me forever, and I fish this way a lot. You know, he would tell me that he would rather not know what somebody did beforehand. Like, say he's rolling into Olleos Rocks. He said he would actually rather not know what a boat had done there before, because that influences how you fish. You know what I mean? You roll in there, guy says, well, you know, at 3 o'clock I was set up, you know, in position X, and the current started to run this way, and you know, they started biting right then when the current switched. And you got that in your head now. So you think
the next day it could be all different.
Yeah,
right?
But you think that at 3 o'clock I gotta be set up here, and you know, you kinda orient your whole strategy around that. I mean, it's just that.
And he was so savvy, he had it in his head. He knew how to read it and what to do
well,
when.
I mean, if you're paying attention and you're fit. Now it might take you a few anchor jobs, or it might take you to figure out what's going on, but he used to always say, I'd much rather formulate it. I'd rather go in there blind and figure it out, because you're gonna, if you're a good fisherman, you're gonna figure it out rather than have this predetermined notion that,
sure,
you know, again, you're set up there at 3 o'clock and they don't bite. It's like, well, back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
You know, which that, so if you'd just been on that drawing board out of the gates, you probably wouldn't have been sitting there at 3 o'clock. You would have been wherever the hell they are that
Steve
day.
Loomis always had words of wisdom. His nickname was Westy. How did he get that name, Westy?
He always wanted to go west. Albacore
always
fishing.
West.
Albacore. Always west.
Go west.
Yeah, they were west.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's how he got his name, Westy. Yeah. He was always west.
We missed that guy a lot.
No, he was a brilliant guy. And he was, you know, again, I learned so much from working with him for 6 years, just shy of 6 years on Royal Polaris, and just how he went about his business. He was a straight instinct guy.
Man.
Ed was the same way. I mean, Ed McEwen, he didn't have a sonar. You know, he had a stylus meter, you know, or a flasher.
Yeah.
You know, and just why he did what he did. It was always, you know, he got a really good sense of how the fish was moving. He didn't have a GPS. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
that's incredible.
He got a sense of what the fish was doing, which way it was moving, and you know, he was obviously very good at it.
Yeah.
You know, it was a study in how it was, you know, done back in the old days.
I got to fish with him a lot, like. Yeah. Joe Machado and I, we'd get off the boat. That was our one day off was on the Pacific Queen.
Wow. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Legend.
Oh, with yeah, sure. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Linda? Linda Calm from New York. Good morning, Linda. Linda,
good morning.
Yes. Hi, Linda.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great.
Doing well.
Good.
Good. So my question is I texted it in as well, but so my sons and I are relatively new to fishing in San Diego. So we go a couple times a year. We have a great time. But my question is, my son's been doing some research on tungsten jigs. Wanted to know what your experience is with them. Also, you know, is it worth the cost? So just wanted to see what your thoughts are.
Duke,
oh,
you know, that's actually a really funny topic, because myself, Roy Rose, and my dad, we all just had this conversation about those jigs. It seems to be the new style, and in my opinion, it's a smaller profile jig that's heavy, just as heavy as one of those 400-gram big, bulky jigs, like a rip roller or something like that when you're fishing with a lot of current or a lot of wind. I like them personally a lot more than the big, bulky rip rollers and stuff like that. I think the closest thing that I could compare it to is a Colt Sniper that's heavier. And those things, they've been lethal for years now, and people have actually really learned how to fish them and use them properly. I think that's what we're just getting to now. So I think the tungsten jigs are a really good option.
They're expensive. Nice. Are they worth it?
Some of them are. It just depends on which brand you go to. Amazon actually has a few. I think they're $10 a piece.
Wow.
So I think those are a great option. I think that they would be very, very useful when it comes to a short-range trip or even a long-range trip.
How do you put hooks on them? What do you do?
So some of them come with them, but aftermarket, you would need to buy some split rings, a pair of split ring pliers, or bring them to any tackle shop and have the hook recommendations with that jig. And the hooks depend on what the size of the jig is. If it's a 200-gram jig, maybe something like a 5-0 or a 6-0. But it's a 400-gram jig, there's nothing wrong with fishing an 8-0 or a 9-0.
All right.
Have the boys on the boat rig it up.
I was going to say, I bet Duke would love
Absolutely.
To help Linda.
I'll tell you what, the only thing I could say about those tungsten jigs from my observation, number one, they work, man. There's no doubt about it. They are really effective. It's because they sink so fast. You know, they're super dense and like Duke said, low profile, so they don't have a lot of, they don't flutter, you know, on the way down. They just bomb straight down, which does make a big difference when, you know, you want to get that jig into the zone. Those schools, especially when we're, you know, nighttime, a lot of times those schools, they're boogieing, man. They're swimming along there 2-3 knots. So you stop and you have like a 30-second or a 1-minute window where that fish is right under the boat, say down there at 300 feet. That's kind of standard, 50 fathom, 300 feet. So you want to get that jig into that zone as fast as possible. If you're not in that zone, you're not going to get a bite. Simple as that. So that's where that tungsten jig absolutely produces the results. The only drawback on a boat with, you know, multiple anglers fishing, multiple lines, multiple fish hooked is, you know, if it's Tangle City, there's a lot of wind. There's, or let me take that back. There's not a lot of wind.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's when it just becomes a tangled nightmare. Yeah. Because the boat doesn't move. You know, the lines don't go upwind. You get 4 or 5 or 8 or 10 fish hooked. There's, you know.
You've got to be prepared to lose your $100.
There's chaos down there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that is a, that, that's a high risk environment for the $70 tungsten jig.
Yeah.
So, you know, as an angler, though, you just got to weigh the odds. It's like, one fish is a trip maker.
Right.
You get that 150-pound, 100-pound, 80-pound, or whatever. That makes your entire trip. So is it worth the investment?
Absolutely.
And, I think it is.
And I might caution you against cheaper tackle. Sometimes those things aren't through-wired, the cheaper mm-hmm. ones. And if you get those ones that aren't through-wired, they can pull out and you lose.
It's a difficult way to figure that out, right?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Linda, thank you for the call. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and so much fun having Duke and Tim in here from the Royal Star, and a lot of fun, man. You want to join us, 833-288-0973. Jeff at the Fan, 97.3 The Fan, is waiting for your call.
Yeah, a couple lines open.
Yeah, there is.
833-288-0973.
Or you can send us a text via the app and giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
Yeah, for sure. Time for the catch report.
Let's find out what's going on. And it's brought to us by Gamakatsu Hooks, an amazing show deal for you. Buy any two packs of Gamakatsu hooks at participating dealers and get one free. And that in itself is an amazing deal. Get this purchase, $30 of Gamakatsu products at the show, and get free pair of Gamakatsu pliers
in a cinch bag, man. That is crazy. Yeah,
that
right?
was whether you buy a box or hooks or anything.
Just anything, 30 bucks.
Any $30 you get that. It's a nice pair of pliers.
And you can get that at Turner's Outdoors, man, or Performance or Island Tackle. And you stop by the Kamikatsu booth for more details, man.
Right. Yeah, let's find out what's biting out there. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing, who's been at the show pretty much every day. Good morning, Brian. Hey,
Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning, good morning.
Great to have you.
I do, yeah, yeah. I was there 2 days. I had the weekend off from being up there, but, man, what a great show.
Really fantastic.
And lots of people.
Yeah. A lot of people come by the booth?
We had a lot of people stopping by, absolutely. Yeah, it was great. Good traffic, for sure.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, yeah, so our report for this week, you know, obviously was a weather week. We had some days where the boats were tied to the dock as a result of that. But the days that we were out, you know, our condition sets that we were handed this week were challenging. One with the water temp, you know, our waters dipped down to the mid-50s. So it's probably some of the coolest water we've seen all, you know, all winter long. So we're certainly need that to perk up a little bit. So it was cold and mixed up, you know, just dirty off-color water. So with that, the half-day bass fishing was, as you'd expect, it was a bit slower. No real surface fly line action. Even last week, I was telling you, we had some really good calico bass fishing on the fly line. This week, it was a little off. So the guys with the sinker setups, be it sliding egg sinkers, reverse dropper loops, the bass, that stuff was all kind of oriented midwater down towards the bottom this week. So whitefish and sculpin bit as a result of those guys having their baits down near the bottom. And the sheephead for the guys fishing, the shrimp, they don't mind that cooler water, obviously, so there was a little bit of action on that for those guys on the half-day scene. I will say, with this bait cycle going on, you know, everyone's got anchovy. People forget how to fly line an anchovy. It's like a lost art. I know I've talked about it when I've been in there in the studio with you. This is a great time just to get out and get familiar with fishing an anchovy. You know, come summer, you don't want to be trying to figure out how you used to be able to fly line an anchovy when you're, you know, on your trip. So just food for thought, file that away. You know, certainly it would not hurt to get back and get used to fishing an anchovy. But our three-quarter day stuff down the coast, fishing sculpin, still some good catching on that stuff down there. Rubber lures on dropper loops, very effective. And then mixing in some sand dabs, whitefish has been really part of the whole process down there. Just wintertime stuff. Catch what you can with trying to avoid the whole rockfish. So same mixed-up conditions that we've been fishing in the half-day zone was prevalent down in that kelp area off of Camp Pendleton, that barn kelp, yellowtail kelp. So days that we were inside there trying to catch a bass, same results, fighting egg sinkers, fishing for bites, a little bit of sheephead in there, kind of the running course. And it looks like this week we're going to have the same plate of conditions to deal with, you know, a couple weather days. So pick your days if you want to come with us. We'd love to get you out there. You can check us online at danawharf.com. You can link us through the Let's Talk Hookup page as well. Click on our banner ad there, and it'll take you right over. Or you can call the office direct. Our number here, 949-496-5794. And finally, last day of the show up there, if you stop by the Dana Wharf booth, they might have some half-day tickets still left. We were selling them for $40.
Whoa, wow.
So normally, I believe it's $79. So if you want to go scoop up, you can scoop up to 10 of those half-day tickets. They won't expire on you. So
for
you can swing by the booth. And
that's at the booth.
For
that's 40 crazy.
Bucks, so.
At the Dana Wharf booth.
Yeah, at the booth.
What
yep.
a deal.
So go swing by there, see the boys there, and they'll get you taken care of. Yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
It was really great to see Rick Dozberg at the show on Thursday. Came by and said hi, and always nice to see Rick.
Yeah, he was cruising around. Yeah, he's been very busy and active doing some stuff behind the scenes for us, and you know, it was good to see him there at the show too.
Yeah, and occasionally back on the boat once in a while, he said.
That's what he was saying. Yeah, he's going to jump on the Fury there with Marcus and do some night driving.
Yeah, cool. $40 for a half day while they last at the Dana Wharf booth at the PCS show. Hey, Brian, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks. All right. Hey, while we're waiting here, you have a great text, right?
I do, absolutely. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around $40 and don't expire,
yeah.
Right? I know it. I do have a good text here, and it comes from Kurt and Vista. And Kurt says, good morning, guys. Great show as always. Question for Tim and Duke. I have yet to fish on the Star. Can you tell us a little bit about the accommodations and what type of food and how is your tackle storage? I'm looking forward to taking a trip with you this year. Again, Kurt.
So number one, our maximum load of anglers is 24. We have 12 two-man staterooms. Well-appointed. You know, it's not the Queen Mary, but it's obviously well-appointed. The boat is designed to accommodate smaller groups. You know, there's a little more elbow room. The galley's open seating, four booths, but it's open. They're not back-to-back. Very, very accommodating. The atmosphere is really designed to bring groups of anglers together. As far as you know, the boat itself goes, you know, she's 95 foot overall. It's 85 at the waterline, and it again, our maximum load is 24. We've got quite a few trips on the books that are between 16 and 18 anglers. So it's really designed to maximize the fishing experience with a little bit we maximize the fishing experience, but we don't push anglers to be, you know, crazy madmen, you know, that prioritize, you know, killing fish over having a good time, having a vacation experience. We recognize that it's the whole picture, and that's where the food plays
into it. It's a vacation.
Yeah, that's where the food plays into it. The guys do a great job in the galley between our two head chefs, Alex Benway, Cameron Innes, and then we have Patrick Montalvo. He's also part of our crew, three squares a day, and then they have morning and afternoon snacks also. I would say the same thing.
You eat very well.
Yeah, you eat well.
Yeah, right, Duke?
The portions are not small.
How do you stay so thin, Duke?
A lot of burning of calories. Constantly moving.
Yeah. I wouldn't categorize the food as, you know, five-star Michelin gourmet, but it's delicious.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the quality of meals is much, much higher than you would expect. It's not a burgers and fries affair, not by any means. The guys really do put a lot of effort into producing, you know, premium quality meals. They mix it up. They mix them in. You might suspect they're launching a new menu this year.
Sweet.
But overall, once again, you know, it's really important for us. Really important for us to emphasize how much we prioritize that vacation experience.
Right.
You know, it's a
very well
vacation.
Said, Tim. We're going to be right back, and let's talk about, we got a second hour coming up with so much more, and Gundy Gunderson, the catch report, when we come back on 97.3 The Fan. Let's talk about Facebook and YouTube Live.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hataguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, ling cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you, too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.